In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It is now time for the Noontime News here on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Amazon's Alexa. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX Crookston. On this beautiful Friday, April 26th, good afternoon, I'm Leo Blavin. A military spokesman says soldiers have exchanged gunfire with suspects after attempting to raid a building in Sri Lanka's eastern province as part of the ongoing investigation into the Easter Sunday suicide bomb attacks. He says a gun battle is underway in the coastal town of Samaturai, 325 kilometers from the capital, Colombo. The health ministry says about 250 people were killed last Sunday in suicide attacks by local militants with ties to the Islamic State group. A Russian woman who admitted to being a secret agent for the Kremlin has been sentenced to 18 months in prison. Maria Butina has been jailed since her July 2018 arrest and will get credit for time served. Butina pleaded guilty last year to a conspiracy charge and admitted she covertly gathered intelligence on the National Rifle Association and other groups at the direction of a former Russian lawmaker. Vice President Mike Pence says that under the Trump administration, no one is taking your guns. The line got a rousing applause from the National Rifle Association in Indianapolis, where Pence was introducing President Donald Trump at the gun lobby's annual convention. Pence, a former Indiana governor, told the crowd, "Under this president and this vice president, no one is taking your guns." Trump is speaking to the convention for the third year in a row. The U.S. economy beat expectations in the first quarter and grew at a strong annual rate of 3.2%. The U.S. managed to overcome a host of headwinds, including global weakness, rising trade tensions, and a partial government shutdown. It was good news for President Donald Trump. He called the gross domestic product figure an incredible number and said, "Our economy is doing great, number one in the world." Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he doesn't think he mistreated Anita Hill in 1991. Though he has said publicly he regrets how she was treated. During an interview on ABC's The View on Friday, the former vice president says, "I don't think I treated her badly." During a discussion about his role as a Senate Judiciary Chairman during the contentious confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. We'll take a look at the rest of our news in a moment.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, it is a beautiful start to our weekend here in downtown Crookston. We're up to 50 degrees, mostly sunny skies overhead here. A nice breeze as well out of the north at 12, gusting to 20 miles per hour. The barometric pressure at 30.08 inches and the humidity is at 54%. With the winds out of the north at 12 to 20 miles per hour, it does feel like 45 degrees with the wind chill. Looking ahead to the rest of today, sunny skies expected. Highs will go up towards 60 degrees with north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-30s and east winds up to 10 miles per hour. Looking good for Saturday as well, but we do have some precipitation in the forecast for later this weekend and early next week as well. We'll tell you more about that later on when we take a look at our complete weather forecast and the rest of our noontime news. But when we come back, we'll take a look at the state news. That's brought to you in part by Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Administrative Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 26th. Your administrative professional is a hardworking, vital part of your team. Give them the recognition they deserve with fresh flower arrangements, blooming plants, or balloon bouquets from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Gift certificates are also available. Call 281-4419 today and place your order with delivery around town and around the world. Montague's Flower Shop, located at 114 North Main Street in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a look at our state news, in spite of a nearly billion-dollar state budget surplus, Senate Democrats and Republicans remain at odds over a tax plan this session. Republicans are touting a plan they say benefits 96% of Minnesota taxpayers, but Democrat Melissa Franzen from Edina says it falls short for lower-income families and adds,
I know yesterday on the Senate floor, Mr. Chair, you mentioned that we're broke. I don't believe we are as a state, but our economy is slowing down.
But Committee Chair Roger Chamberlain questioned whether adding taxes to a shrinking labor force is the solution.
There is a point of diminishing return here. We're broke. The only way we get unbroke is become accountable and find ways to be more efficient and effective in government.
Democrats' tax cut plan cleared the Minnesota House early this morning on a party line vote. Dilworth DFLer Paul Marquardt.
We have put a priority on our working families and our seniors, and our farmers and small businesses. And we've stepped up to the plate and said we're going to provide some real targeted tax cuts.
Republicans warn that Democrats' proposed gas tax increase and extending the medical provider tax will undo any tax benefits to working families. And they say business tax hikes that Democrats are pushing will choke off job growth and hurt Minnesota's economy. Democrats respond they're leveling the playing field after the Trump tax cuts. The Senate is expected to vote on the tax bill soon. Fraud in state child care programs stirred sharp debate on the House floor Thursday as lawmakers considered a major health and human services bill. Republican Representative Pat Garofalo of Farmington accused Democrats of not doing enough about fraud citing stories last year, reporting that money meant for a state program was being funneled to terrorists. Garofalo asked Representative Dave Pinto of St. Paul,
many on this side of the aisle, we believe we have runaway rampant fraud in this program. You're a leader in your caucus on this issue. What does the DFL and you think about that?
Pinto responded,
this all came about because of an inflammatory report a year ago that has been found to have no credible evidence to support it.
The University of Minnesota's Board of Regents is poised to vote today against changing the names of four campus buildings after months of contentious debate.
That debate, sparked by a report indicating the building's namesakes contributed to racist policies in the school's history. Reportedly, though, only one of the 12 regents has voiced support of a plan to remove the names from Kauffman Memorial Union, Coffee Hall, Middlebrook Hall, and Nicholson Hall. Both President Eric Kaler and a faculty task force supported eliminating those traditional names. J.W. Cox, MNN.
Flying a drone can be a lot of fun, but can be downright dangerous during a wildfire. Casey McCoy is the DNR's fire prevention supervisor.
When firefighting aircraft are working an active wildfire, if drones are spotted within that area that they're working, the aircraft will be, literally, they will be removed from the fire and sat down until that drone can be located or removed from the area.
The reason drones pose such a problem is because they fly at roughly the same altitude as wildfire suppression aircraft. McCoy says even a small drone can cause a firefighting helicopter to crash if the drone makes direct contact with the aircraft. The Minnesota National Guard says it's received 90 reports of sexual assault in the past 5 years, including cases that range from inappropriate touching to rape. Guard leaders share the information with more than 400 soldiers, airmen, and civilians who gathered at the Arden Hills Armory Thursday to discuss sexual assault and providing a safe work environment. Police say a man has been struck and killed by a train near downtown Fargo. Authorities say the man was struck by an eastbound BNSF railway train about 6:30 Thursday evening. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident stopped the train for several hours. The man has not been identified. That is a look at our state and regional news. We'll take a break and shift our focus to the sports. That's brought to you by Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Administrative Professionals Week is April 22nd through the 26th. Your administrative professional is a hardworking, vital part of your team. Give them the recognition they deserve with fresh flower arrangements, blooming plants, or balloon bouquets from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Gift certificates are also available. Call 281-4419 today and place your order with delivery around town and around the world. Montague's Flower Shop, located at 114 North Main Street in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient train system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving train system. It's hard to stop a train.
Now taking a look at our sports, looking at the scoreboard from yesterday, the final day with really a lull in the local schedule. Things will ramp up today. But first, yesterday, Crookston Pirate Baseball, their season opener at Fauston was postponed. Girls softball, as you heard here on KROX, Red Lake Falls beat the West Marshall Fusion 13-1. West Marshall was their first game of the year. That's a co-op between Stephen Argyle and Warren Alvarado Oslo. Boys tennis, Crookston won just one match, falling to section foe Detroit Lake 6-1. Junior high boys and girls track, Crookston was at the Bagley meet. In junior high boys golf, Crookston competed at the Fertibelle Trammy meet. Junior high girls golf, unable to host the Crookston Invitational at Minocqua, that was postponed. On the state sports scene from yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings have selected North Carolina State center Garrett Bradbury with the 18th overall pick in the NFL draft, using their first rounder on an offensive lineman for the first time in 7 years. With the front five again their position of greatest need, the Vikings could hardly have had the board fall to them any better. The 6'3", 306-pound Bradbury was the third offensive lineman taken. The most popular player on the Minnesota Twins is their third-string catcher, Villians Ostadio. The versatile everyman's all-in, all-out style has endeared him to players and fans alike since he made his major league debut last season. Ostadio's Colts hero status will hit a new high on Friday when the Twins take on the Orioles. T-shirts bearing his name, La Tortuga, which means the turtle in Spanish, will be given out to 3,000 fans who pre-purchased a special ticket package. The NFL draft continues in Nashville this evening. Oklahoma guard Cody Ford and Florida tackle Juwan Taylor are among five players invited to the draft who didn't go yet, but almost surely will tonight. Also remaining on the board after receiving much higher projections are Missouri quarterback Drew Locke, Mississippi wide receiver DK Metcalf, and LSU cornerback Greedy Williams. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is set to make his big league debut as the Toronto Blue Jays host the Oakland Athletics tonight. Guerrero's smiling face was on the cover of the Toronto Star Thursday beside a headline that read, "Future is now." The Blue Jays are opening their gates earlier than usual so fans can watch the 20-year-old take batting practice. That is a look at the sports news from yesterday. Looking ahead to our schedule here today. Again, all the Crookston Pirate teams except for boys tennis in action today, including the Crookston Pirate baseball team. They take on Bagley this afternoon, playing at the Flyers' home field. 4 o'clock starts the Riverview Health pregame show here on KROX with a 4:30 first pitch. Also in action tonight, we'll have the Minnesota Twins as they open up a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles. 6:30 begins the pregame show with a 7:10 first pitch right here on KROX. UMC Baseball, they open up a four-game series in Bemidji against Bemidji State with a doubleheader today beginning at 1:30. Crookston Pirates Softball, they're at Ataborup, Norman County West to take on the Cougars starting at 4:30. UMC Softball hosts Augustana this afternoon for a doubleheader starting at 2. Crookston Pirate Boys and Girls Track, they're at the East Grand Forks Invitational at 4. Crookston Pirate Girls Golf, they're at the Bemidji Invitational at Town and Golf Country Club starting at 9:30 this morning. Starting at 10 a.m. this morning, Crookston Boys Golf at the Walker Hackensack Akeley Invitational. And UMC Women's Golf, they're at the Northern Sun Conference Championships in Morton, Minnesota for day one of that three-day meet. Coming up tomorrow, we have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty beginning at 9 a.m. We'll recap a busy Friday and a busy week in Pirate sports. We'll have Minnesota Twins baseball tomorrow afternoon. They take on the Baltimore Orioles. 12:30, the pregame show with a 1:10 first pitch. Junior High Crookston Pirate Baseball is at the Sacred Heart Tournament starting at 8:30. UMC Baseball wraps up their road slate in the regular season at Bemidji State. They have a doubleheader starting at noon. Game one counts towards the NSIC standings. The second game tomorrow does not count towards their NSIC record. UMC Softball, they're at home tomorrow hosting Wayne State for a doubleheader starting at 1. Junior High Girls Softball, Crookston's at the Thief River Falls Tournament starting at 10. And UMC Women's Golf is at the Northern Sun Conference Championship for day 2 of that 3-day meet tomorrow. Coming up on Sunday, more Twins baseball. They wrap up their 3-game series with the Orioles. Noon, the pregame show gets underway with a 1:10 first pitch here on KROX. UMC Women's Golf wraps up their season at the Northern Sun Conference Championships at Dakota Ridge Golf Course for day 3 of that 3-day tournament. That is a look at our sports schedule. Once again, coming up this afternoon, we have Crookston Pirate Baseball at Bagley for their season opener against the Flyers. 4 o'clock begins the Riverview Health pregame show with a 4:30 first pitch right here on KROX. For all of this week's sporting news, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Go to the sports drop-down menu and click on sports. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the local news and the weather. That's brought to you by Hugo's Family Marketplace.
The grilling season's here, and fresh fruits and veggies are the perfect choice for every meal. The Pick 6 for $15 produce sale is back at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Stock up on strawberries, melons, carrots, mini peppers, and lots more. Pick any 6 and pay only $15. Hurry in because the Pick 6 produce sale ends on Friday. And while you're there, check out the Pick 5 for $24.99 meat sale, and you'll be set for the grilling season and great savings from Hugo's.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at our local news. Dozens turned out Thursday morning to help Riverview Health celebrate the groundbreaking of their $51 million new hospital. Riverview President and CEO Carrie Mikulski said she was grateful that so many members of the community and those involved in the project were in attendance.
We just had a beautiful day and just so grateful that so many of our community members and foundation donors and folks that work to design this project that we're going to embark on, that were able to join us today.
Also speaking during the ceremony were Andy Ullman, Riverview Board Chair Paul Widlars, Principal Architect for HGA, Jason Toso, Mortenson Construction, Marcia Schoenborn, Riverview Foundation Board Chair, Dale Stainbrook, Vice Mayor of Crookston, and Pastor Gregory Isaacson, Trinity Lutheran Church. Widlars says he couldn't say enough about the engagement of Riverview staff and leadership during the design phase of the project.
We were brought on as a designer primarily because we also have a big part of our practice is operational process improvement. And so one of the things that the hospital was very interested in is how do you lean out the operations of the building so that caregivers can spend more time at the bedside with their patients. They went through a pretty exhaustive process of reimagining how healthcare would be provided so that we weren't designing the last of the old, but rather the first of the new. And then, you know, in terms of the engagement, just can't say enough about the amount of engagement that we got from frontline staff, from physicians, from leadership. leadership in that process. So they were at every single meeting and working with us, working on mock-ups. So we actually built full-scale mock-ups with them, and they worked through all those processes. So pretty awesome opportunity and responsibility to kind of design the next 40 to 50 years of healthcare for Riverview.
Mortenson Construction will begin construction on the state-of-the-art facility Monday, April 29th, with the new hospital to open in the fall of 2020. Mikulski said Mortenson has a great track record, and she is confident the project will be accomplished on time and on budget.
Now the goals become really focused on staying on time with the project so we can occupy this building in the fall of 2020 and on budget. It's a community resource and we have a finite amount of money, and that we're really, really focused on staying on that budget that we have. And that's part of why we invested in Mortenson Construction and our partners to really help us do that. And they've got a great track record, so I'm very confident we can do that.
The other big architectural and construction news in town, the Crookston Public Schools Bus Garage Committee met Thursday night with architects from Icon Architectural Group for the first time. Icon came prepared with some simple designs to get a feel for what the committee was thinking they'd like to explore. The committee was also prepared with peppered with a variety of questions from construction material to operational questions, giving the architects plenty of homework before the next committee meeting, said Superintendent Jeremy Olson.
First of all, we have a great bus garage committee that asked a lot of great questions, gave the architects some homework that we're going to be proceeding on, really talked about value and how to make this building about value, to make sure it's a responsible use of taxpayer dollars. I felt like the meeting went really well. Great questions, some good answers, but then some research to follow up on some of those questions.
During the architects' presentation, they talked about a steel-framed building. Alan Dragseth asked how that would compare to a pole barn. An architect said a pole barn is usually going to cost a little less to build, but wouldn't have the same life expectancy. They also added that there are other maintenance concerns with a pole barn, such as the building bowing out over time. Justin Cameron also brought up the idea of stick build, and that architects will look into all three styles of builds to provide the committee with some estimates on life expectancy, maintenance, and building cost at their next meeting. Transportation coordinator Rick Niemela said currently the garage are a variety of different types of buildings.
The current garage is a combination of just about everything. We got one that's a steel frame structure, we've got one that's a brick and mortar, and then there's one that's a stick built with a concrete foundation under it, and that's probably the one that's in the worst shape right now. That one's, the walls are bowing out and the roof is sagging, and it's, you know, a 100-year-old building, so it's showing its wear.
One thing the committee had previously discussed was having the buses in cold storage gravel stalls. The architect suggested that it might be more cost-effective to have heated concrete stalls. One reason is that the code for a cold storage facility of a bus garage's size would require the entire outside frame of the facility to be concentrated to a depth of 7 feet, increasing excavation costs. A concrete floor in a heated garage should be roughly the same cost. The second reason they suggested the committee think about heated concrete stalls is the state of Minnesota's code for air handling. Spaces the size of the proposed garage space will require a large air handling system. There are two ways to run that system, either all the time or using a sensor system. However, an engineer they contacted with the state of Minnesota told them that the sensor systems will not operate below freezing. The third reason they are asking the committee to consider a heated concrete stall space is the fire suppression system, which is also required by code. There are two types of systems, one that is always filled with water, and one that when activated, the water is pumped into the system. The one that is always filled with water wouldn't work in cold storage because of the freezing, but that pumped-in system would be a more costly unit. The architects will be collecting data and pricing on the various components, installation, and operational costs for both heated and cold storage for the committee's review. Olson said there are some things, such as location, the committee is on the same page about, and some questions from the committee that architects will need to provide answers to at the next meeting.
I think realistically, the bus garage committee is pretty much on the same page as far as where the bus garage is going. So we've talked about the Highland complex. We talked a little bit about how the building will be situated on that complex, which I think will be positive. We've talked about the bare bones basics of what we need in a bus garage, and I think we're in agreement on that. What we're looking at right now is there was three different options that were presented. We talked about steel frame construction, post frame construction, and then stick build. So those are the three options that the architects are going to look back on in pricing. We also talked about the cost-to-benefit ratio on heating versus unheated space and so forth. So right now there's several questions. We're going to be meeting again on May 7th at 5 o'clock to really dive into the answers to those questions we're asked tonight.
Cathedral Elementary School in Crookston proudly announces that their new principal for the 2019-2020 school is Stephanie Webster. Currently the third grade teacher at Cathedral, Mrs. Webster is an alumni of Cathedral and the first alum to lead as principal. Mrs. Webster has taught third and sixth grades during her 6 years with Cathedral. She earned her degree in elementary education from Mayville State University. She is married to Levi Webster and they have three sons. Mrs. Webster is a Crookston native and the daughter of Linnea and David Generex. Cathedral Elementary School provides a faith-based education for students in the Crookston area. Enrollment for the 2019-2020 school year in grades kindergarten through 6th grade is now underway. 63 schools in Minnesota will benefit from $2.3 million in planning assistance and infrastructure grants that support the Safe Routes to School program, the Minnesota Department of Transportation announced today. Safe Routes to School is an international program that to improve safety, reduce traffic congestion around schools, increase physical activity, and improve health by making it easier for students to walk and bicycle to school. Infrastructure grants provide construction funding for projects that promote and encourage more students to walk or bike to school by making the route safer and more accessible. Projects can include sidewalks, trails, crosswalk markings, flashing beacons, and other traffic control devices. Two of the schools that received it this year for Safe Routes to School 2019 Planning Assistance Awards from the Northwest Regional Development Commission was Warren Alvarado Oslo School District, and for Safe Routes to School 2019 Infrastructure Awards, the City of Thief River Falls. Riverview Health will host an education course for individuals interested in basic first aid. The program, developed by the American Heart Association, is open to the general public. Participants in the first aid course will learn to provide first aid for acute injuries and sudden illnesses such as burns, bites, poisoning, and seizures. The four-hour class will be held Thursday, May 2nd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Riverview Home Care Building, 721 South Minnestrota Street in Crookston. The cost of the class, including the book and card, is $45. The American Heart Association is not responsible for any fees charged for this course. To register or for more information on this class or other courses offered through the Contracted Community Training Center, call 218-281-9405 or 1-800-743-6551, extension 9405. The Crookston Fire Department was called to a large field fire in Fisher Township at 6:13 Thursday evening. The owner was burning in a hayfield. The fire was determined to be under control, but the owner was informed of the red flag warning, the burning ban, and the necessity for a burn permit for such activities. The fire was allowed to burn down, and they cleared the scene. At 6:25, they responded to a report of smoke from a Carmen Park area. They found a homeowner burning leaves. The homeowner was informed of the red flag warning, burn ban, and city ordinance against leaf burning. Burning leaves is one of the major causes of structure fires. The homeowner extinguished the fire. This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Drug Enforcement Agency is sponsoring the 17th Annual Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The DEA Take-Back Day events provide an opportunity for Americans to prevent drug addiction and overdose deaths. There will be two collection site locations in Polk County, at the Polk County Sheriff's Office in Crookston in the front lobby, and at the East Grand Forks Police Department. You can get more information at takebackday.daa.gov. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Summer Lynn White, 19, for felony probation violation; Carlos Benedicto Colon, 39, of Crookston, for gross misdemeanor domestic assault; and Haley Joe Torkelson, 37, of Crookston, for misdemeanor contempt of court for willful disobedience to court mandate, released on personal recognizance. On our obituary desk, Ella Mae Longton was born May 10, 1934, in Tilden Township, Polk County, Minnesota, to Walter and Florence Farden. She attended country school in Red Lake Falls on June 1, 1954. She married Luger Longton. Sadly, he passed away in 1999. The couple was blessed with seven children After many military moves, they claimed Crookston as their home in 1969. LMA was an active member of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Crookston, Catholic Daughters, and Red Hats. LMA is survived by 7 children, Barbara Chapman of Baxter, Minnesota, Thomas Longton of Waukesha, Wisconsin, Patrick Longton of Macomb, Michigan, Stephen Longton of Sunapee, New Hampshire, Greg Longton of Harvey, North Dakota, and Eric Longton of North Branch, Minnesota, and Matthew Longton of South St. Paul. 13 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren, 1 sister, Kathy Shanton of Thief River Falls, and 1 brother, James Farden of Golden, Colorado. LMA was preceded in death by her husband, Luger, brothers Walter, Jack, and Daniel, sisters Jean, Shirley, and Patricia, and 1 grandson, Jonathan Longton. In lieu of flowers, her request was to donate to Crookston Altru Infusion Center or Hospice. Arrangements are with Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston. Maurice Edward Duden, 79, of Crookston, passed away early Tuesday, April 23rd, at Sanford Hospital in Fargo. Funeral services will be Monday, April 29th at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Crookston. With visitation being held 1 hour prior to the service at the church, burial will be in the Oakdale Cemetery. Arrangements are with Stenchelhowski Funeral Home in Crookston. Survivors include cousins Don and Ellen Strickler of Euclid, Stan and Marilyn Surick of Wahpeton, Kenneth Duden of Mankato, and many second cousins. Also left to mourn his passing are friends and staff of Willow Group Home in Polk County, DAC. Memorial gifts may be made to Our Savior's Lutheran School in Crookston. That is a look at our local news as we now shift to our weather. Currently in downtown Crookston, beautiful sunny blue skies overhead, 50 degrees with winds out of the north at 20 miles per hour. Barometric pressure at 30.08 inches. Humidity is at 54%. The rest of today calls for mostly sunny skies, highs 55 to 60 degrees, with north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-30s, with east winds up to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies in the morning, then clearing, highs in the mid-50s, with north winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of light rain and snow in the morning, then a chance of light rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s, our chance of precipitation 50%. Sunday night, light rain is likely, possibly mixed with snow, and lows in the mid-30s. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain, possibly mixed with snow, highs 45 to 50. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain, highs 50 to 55. Wednesday night, cloudy, a chance of light rain, lows in the mid-30s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain, highs 50 to 55 degrees. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, 50 degrees, mostly sunny skies overhead. Yesterday, our high was 63 degrees. Yesterday's low was 36 degrees. Today's average high, 58 degrees. Our average low, 35 degrees. Last year at this day, 59 degrees. Our year ago low last year was 37 degrees. Our record high set back in 1977, 79 degrees. Our year ago low, 18 degrees back in 1933. The sun rose this morning at 6:16 a.m. It will set this evening at 8:31 p.m., giving us 14 hours and 15 minutes of daylight today. And with beautiful weather, enjoy all 14 hours and 15 minutes today. Again, expecting more sunshine with highs 55 to 60 degrees the rest of today. We're currently at 50 degrees here in downtown Crookston. That is a look at our Noontime News here on KROX. Today's edition of the Noontime News was brought to you in part by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite Company, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Thanks for joining us for our Friday edition of the Noontime News. Join us again for another edition of the Noontime News tomorrow.